Well, good morning. Our ears perked up yesterday for sure as things heated up at the inquiry yesterday morning. Former Nalcor Chief Ed Martin's decision not to provide government with an unofficial and uncertain estimate that the cost had gone up to $7 billion. A high-ranking government official of the day called it shocking that Nalcor did not release the July 2013 number until months later. That was Julia Mullally. However, Martin told co-counsel Barry Learmonth yesterday that he did the right thing and that Mullally's comment was ridiculous.
How is that position ridiculous? And I want you to think of this. I can understand you taking, disagreeing with the position. That's fair enough. But why would you condemn Ms. Mullally's evidence and make a point of coming into this inquiry, speaking to the press before she'd finished her evidence, and condemning her evidence or describing her evidence as ridiculous? Why would you do that?
I would do that because I've learned through the course of this commission that the way the rules or processes are is that there can be extended periods of time between a particular testimony and an alternate testimony being presented. And even though I have attempted, at least in one case, to I've tried to mitigate some of that by discussion, with some commission counsel, I rapidly understood that wasn't going to happen. Mm-hmm. Process is process. The second thing is, the reporting that's being done on this commission is reported day to day. It's handled very quickly in social media. And it's being handled, in the news throughout the day, reported on the information at hand. And that's, once again, it's the way it is. So it was clear to me over time that I had, in situations where the information, from my perspective, was incomplete, not justified, and did not have the full story, I had two choices: let it go and let a particular train of thought build up that I totally disagreed with. I tried other methods. The only method I could see in cases where it got to a point that I just thought it was unacceptable and not full information to the public, my only recourse was to say something publicly.
You're listening to yesterday's testimony at the Muskrat Falls Inquiry. Ed Martin, former CEO of Nalcor, being questioned by co-counsel Barry Learmonth. Here's where things get really testy.
I would have also had a chance to explain this, what I see as a fallacy of the P1 schedule, and I would have had a chance to describe that and make sure people understood that this building foundation of I didn't share information was incorrect and a house built on sand, but I didn't have a chance to do that. So that's the reason that I felt compelled to come up at least that day and say and put the stake in the ground myself to the public who are asking me constantly what's going on and say, look, that's how I feel about it. That's it.
Okay, but Mike, do you still feel that the evidence of Julia Mullally or parts of her evidence was ridiculous? Yeah, do you?
I said it then and I'll say it now.
Okay, say it.
I just said yes.
Yeah. You think?
I said yes.
You think Julia's, I just want to make sure I have it right. You said that you believe.
Well, I think Julia's ridiculous comment was, do I think what she said about this was ridiculous? My answer is yes.
Okay.
And the reason is, I gave before, I just laid out the reason. I'm not going to repeat them.
Yeah. So you stand by what you said. You condemned her evidence as being ridiculous, and you stand by that.